It's two middle-aged dudes and a microphone.
This is Craig.
And this is Aaron.
And this is another exciting episode of Two Middle-Aged Dudes and a Microphone.
The podcast that brings you the weirdest, strangest, funniest stories we could find.
From an undisclosed location.
Yeah.
Right outside of Nashville.
That's right. That's Studio 2 of the Leeberry Complex.
Leeberry Complex is very popular.
It really is popular. Tonight it's kind of quiet, though.
Yeah, I kind of like it, though.
I think it's because it's, you know, night.
Yeah, maybe.
Everybody's gone home, wrapped it up for the day.
Except for us,
working late.
Hey, can I tell you a story?
I wish you would.
So why'd the chicken cross the road?
To get to the other side?
No, to get arrested.
What?
According to the story.
I've never heard that version.
Scottish police arrest road-crossing chicken.
You're going to have to explain that.
Can you actually arrest a chicken?
I guess they did. That's what the headline says.
Chickens, as we both know, have done many bad things.
Like what?
For example, they yell every morning at sunrise.
Yeah.
There's no need for this anymore at all, and
that's
yet
right.
They continue to do it.
We don't need that anymore.
In addition,
you know what? That's about as useful as daylight savings time.
Yeah. First of all, saving. There's no S, just by the way. And
what are you, some kind of English major all of a sudden?
No, I heard the weatherman say it one day, and I remembered it was the right way to say it. So I just say saving all the time now, so I can ridicule people for saying it wrong.
I'm still going to call it daylight savings time.
Okay, you do what you want to do. If you want to sound dumb in like meteorologist type circles.
I've got a friend that's a meteorologist. We talked about him last week or last episode.
Which was it?
It was last episode.
Okay, fine.
Earlier this week.
Anyway, there's no need for them to do that that crowing and whatnot that
right.
They do. And they continue to do it. In addition, one was arrested in Dundee, Scotland earlier today after trying to cross the road.
This is a joke.
Before I tell you more about this particular case,
yeah.
I must point out that chicken crimes, notwithstanding, humans are much worse. For example, in March of 1847, someone writing for a monthly magazine called The Knickerbocker came up with this quote-unquote joke.
Okay.
There are quips and quillets, which seem actual conundrums, but
we don't know what that means.
Let's try that again.
Is that really a joke?
There are quips and quillets, which seem actual conundrums, but yet are none. Of such is this. Why does the chicken cross the street? Are you out of town? Do you give it up? Well, then, because it wants to get to the other side.
That's the strangest joke I've ever heard.
What is that weird English? Is it because it's Scottish? Where was
that? I don't know. Yeah, it's Scottish. So it's 1847 Scotland. And that's what passes
for humor.
Well,
that's not when this story happened.
No, but he said that's when they came up with that joke.
Anyway, I digress. In a Facebook post, Tayside police explained that they found the chicken around 8:30 in East Marketgate trying to cross the road and giving passing motorists cause for concern. So they chased her down and called the SSPCA, who are caring for her until she can be returned home.
Okay, this is another misleading headline, because that chicken was not arrested.
It was huge.
It was rescued. Yeah.
It was a great big chicken.
I love that joke.
It's a Scottish chicken.
That joke is so weird that it is funny. It still works, you know, 150 years later.
It doesn't work.
I think it works. Okay, it made me laugh.
What was the first dumb joke you ever heard as a kid?
Oh, my goodness.
Mine was, what's black and white with a cherry on top?
A police car.
What's black and white and red all over?
Yeah, that's the one I remember.
A newspaper.
Yeah. What about two peanuts walking to a bar? One was assaulted.
I think that was later you heard that one. I think that was when you were at a bar.
This one guy walks into a bar, which is really stupid because you think you would have seen it. This one's eating my popcorn.
Okay. And we'll leave that one on the table. Hey,
all right, yeah.
Cue up the music.
Here we go. Headline is Toronto's new poop cafe.
Poop?
Poop Cafe honors the food trend you never, ever asked for.
I mean, this I'd like to point out is one that I actually found.
This is a Craig story.
Because I don't really find a lot of them.
No?
Just to be honest.
Sure.
I'm giving you full credit.
Okay.
But I found this one, and I saw the pictures that went with it.
Yes.
And I thought, this is poop-tastic. We've got to have a story about
but
this.
But a lot of that looked delicious, I must say.
The poop?
I would order that poo-poo platter in a heartbeat.
Oh, see what you did there?
Yeah. Toronto's new Poop Cafe honors the food trend that you never, ever asked for.
I can assure you of that.
Over the weekend, Toronto opened a poop-themed Poop Cafe, the first of its kind,
poop,
complete with toilet-shaped dishes and furniture.
Why would somebody think that that is something appetizing?
Apparently, it's a hit. But the seats are toilets. The seats around the table are toilets. The poop emoji naturally also appears throughout the restaurant, which will serve a variety of Korean food. Well, there you go.
Yeah, well.
As well as ice cream, of course. Because what would a pooped-themed meal be without a porcelain bowl of ice cream? Chocolate.
Okay, is this the movie Idiocracy? Have we actually graduated?
Funny you mention that, because I was talking to a coworker exactly about that today, and we watched a clip. It's happening. Idiocracy is happening.
It's yeah. Have you seen the movie?
Oh, yeah.
It's hysterical.
Yeah, it's very funny, but...
I like money.
The thing about it, it's happening.
I know.
The cafe's...
You kind of said, it's a happening.
It's happening right now. The cafe's owner told the CBC that she got the inspiration for the Poop Cafe while traveling abroad. Huh? As poop-themed restaurants are not actually all that unusual in other parts of the world.
That's, really? Like, I this never is so that. Common.
I never knew that.
Oh, yeah.
That.
That's like one of those things they talk about on the West Coast. Oh, it's big in California. You always hear that for when we're here, where we are in Tennessee. No, just coming this way, man. It's big in California.
She is aware, however, that the idea of a poop cafe might be off-putting
you think?
To some people.
More like offloading.
I just want to make something fun. So, you know, my kids, when James was a young child, would have loved to go to a poop cafe.
I don't know what that says about your kid.
Well, my goal is people laughing, and people already did, she said. Who doesn't laugh when you hear about poop? And that's what we count on two middle-aged dudes
we
and a
microphone.
We do
invest a little bit in that genre.
Poop's funny.
Poop genre.
She's got us there. We always laugh when we hear about poop. If you're not able to make it out to Toronto to check out the Poop Cafe yourself, check out their Instagram posts instead. They've gone up since the cafe's grand opening, and they'll give you an idea of what it's like. So, and you actually sent me some pictures of these entrees, and they were appetizing, I'll tell you.
I guess except for the part about them being poop related. Oh, no.
Next story.
You like a play on words, huh?
I really do.
Judo priest floors church robber.
Oh, judo priest. I thought it said Judas priest.
No, judo priest.
Can you imagine Judas Priest? got another thing coming.
Would they come in dressed in all leather like
yes,
that to church?
And a motorcycle.
When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own house, his possessions are safe. Father Bertrand, a Catholic priest and expert in martial arts.
Oh, that's got a Quentin Tarantino movie written.
Definitely a grindhouse feel.
I'd see a movie called Judo Priest.
Well, he must have long meditated on the quote from Luke, and on Friday morning, the 48-year-old cleric finally had a chance to live the gospel.
Yes.
Father Bertrand was woken by noises from his chapel residency in Drancy, a suburb east of Paris, and found himself face to face with a burglar who attacked him and broke a glass bottle over
Good
his
grief.
Head, LaPointe reports. Father Bertrand was woken by noises. Would it be awakened?
Well, maybe because it's from France, they say it different.
Oh, okay.
You change it.
I will.
Go ahead.
Father Bertrand was awakened by noises from his chapel residency in Drancy, a suburb east of Paris, and found himself face to face with a burglar who attacked him and broke a glass bottle over his head.
Ouch.
The robber couldn't have expected that before he'd entered the priesthood, Father Bertrand had been a trained judo master.
Yeah, that's better than a black belt. He's a master.
He's a master. Police arrived quickly, fearing the worst, after two ISIS terrorists killed a priest in a church in Normandy late July. But when they reached the church, the priest had the 45-year-old assailant firmly in control.
Nice.
Father Bertrand used some well-chosen holds that immobilized him on the ground, a town official told journalists. Amen and ippon to that.
I don't know what ippon means, but I got to see this movie. This sounds fantastic.
It's not a movie. There's a new
story.
No,
but it's gonna be.
Are you gonna you're gonna fund it?
Yeah, and Judas Priest is gonna sing the opening.
No, the lead singer, what's his face from Judas Priest? He's gonna be the he's gonna be the priest.
Okay, Ozzy Osbourne will be the assailant.
Why not? No, because he'd just fall over. He'd never make it through the door.
Hey, yeah. Sharon!
Sharon!
This priest has got me in a hold. Okay. Was that a good Ozzy?
No.
It was not even sound anything
didn't
like
sound,
Ozzy.
No,
it
didn't sound Australian at all. See what I did there?
Okay, next headline.
Next headline.
Naked motorbike rider leads stunned police on high-speed chase through city streets. And on a side note, I actually saw this video. It's pretty darn funny because, well, let's get into it. The nude motorcyclist was spotted enjoying a ride without a stitch of clothing on, but with police scrawled on his back in marker.
How did he do that?
He had to have help. Somebody had to do that for him.
Or he's double jointed.
Shocked police were forced into an X-rated chase when a nude biker was seen racing through the streets. Shocked police were forced into an X-rated chase when a nude biker was seen racing through the streets. Officers noticed the in-the-buff biker after he pulled up outside a police station. What is wrong with this guy? You don't ride naked with police written on your back to a police station.
They thought, well, no, he thought he was the...
He was
a policeman.
He was going to work.
Yes.
After a frantic pursuit, the nudist crashed into the back of a Ford Focus.
Wow. The irony.
What if you're driving that car?
Focus!
Oh, good. The police are here. After coming off his bike, the naked man ran off through a meadow before police found him hiding behind a tree on a riverbank. Officers arrested the 22-year-old, who has not been named.
Well, that's really weird to be 22 and not have a name.
He didn't have clothes or a name.
He didn't have a name at all.
This poor guy.
We'll call him Carl.
John Doe. He is said to have tested negative for drugs and alcohol. Really? That's bizarre and unusual. Leaving police scratching their heads, wondering why he went for a naked joyride.
Why do people always scratch their heads when they're thinking?
I don't know.
That. I don't ever do that.
I do that. I don't know if I do or not. I'm going to act like
Is it a blood, like a circulation thing or something?
Not at all. Officers think he may have carried out the stunt as a dare.
Oh, really? What
sounds
gave
like
that away?
Sounds like something we'd have done.
Where's Wigglesworth? Get him in here.
Peerless. Naked man. He now faces 2 years in prison after being arrested for dangerous driving. Not wearing a crash helmet. Having no insurance or driver's license. He may have actually had him. He just didn't have him on him.
It's where he keeps them. They got to worry.
Yeah, I'm not touching those. Not having an official registration plate on the bike. The head of the police said it seems that they came to the station to provoke the officers. Yeah. So this
he says they now. At the end, it says they. What were
they were in front of the station
who
and
reported,
then left quickly.
So the person that helped him ride it on his back.
Yeah, that's right. They were watching to make sure he went through with the dare is what it was. I bet you won't go out there and take your clothes off, ride that motorcycle down to the police station. Here, let me ride on your back.
That's just, I got nothing.
Young people.
Hey.
Yeah.
Would you ever imagine going to Walmart, you see a fight?
Actually, yeah. I think that's a good place to see a
fight.
That's
kind of funny because I'm actually going to go after the show and I'm going to go watch one.
You going to start one?
We don't talk about it.
Okay.
Ready for this one?
Yeah.
Walmart customers brawl with fist, carts, and cans.
Oh, man. That sounds exciting.
Hurricane tensions ran a bit high at one South Florida Walmart. On a video posted to social media, two customers have a knockdown, drag-out fight in the middle of the Miami Gardens store.
Nice.
The two women yank on each other's hair, scream, and punch.
You think the smiley face was floating around him?
He's like, ah! And they say, he's all happy. Everybody calm down.
Look, I'm dropping prices.
Hey guys, everybody. Hey, yeah, look at me. I'm dropping a price. There's another one. The two women yanked on each other's hair, screamed and punched. At one point, one woman rams another woman with her shopping cart so hard.
We can't read that.
No, but it's hysterical that we never read these, so we actually get good laughs along the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. You're just going to have to imagine what happened. They hit her so hard.
I'll start over.
No, don't start over. I want to leave that.
Okay,
in.
Okay. We'll just say she hit her hard enough that
something popped out.
She got. Yes. In response, she started hurling cans of food at the other woman.
Which had to be discounted because the cans were in it now.
Yeah. An employee at the store who declined to be named. Again, who are these babies that are refusing to take names?
She had a blank name tag and everything.
I know, yeah. What's your name? It just gives you a blank stare. Seriously, what's your name? I'll let it use your name. She said police weren't called and no one was injured.
Well
somebody obviously
story?
Was injured.
Somebody videoed it with their phone. Yeah.
And although the caption on the Facebook version of the video said the fight was over the last case of water, the Walmart employee said two customers fought with each other over the standpoint that they were mad someone else cut the line.
Wow.
That happened to me.
Hit you with a cart so hard.
Yeah.
Your shirt fell off.
Yeah. What does it say? Shirts fell off. You're making stuff up now.
Whatever.
All right. Well, I had somebody try to cut in front of me one time and it did not end well.
Well, you know about the guy that won the lottery because somebody cut in front of him.
Oh, that, you should learn I heard a lesson. That on, I heard that on some podcast.
Yeah, you should learn a lesson from that guy. Okay, so you know, we over here in America, we've got
America.
Facebook.
The Facebooks.
I guess we got it all over, actually. We've got, except in South Korea, where they have...
No, it's North Korea, isn't it?
Oh, it is North Korea, except in North Korea, where they've only got 28 websites.
Yeah. And they only run on Netscape.
So, Russia...
Russia?
I'm gonna compose a Russian theme song, because we have a lot of Russian stories. Until then, I'm going to use this. Hang on.
There is a rabbit with a pin kick on his head. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, that's our temporary Russian theme song. So,
do you have a theme song for every single topic?
I love theme songs. It's like a hobby. But anyway, Russia.
I think reading skills would be more of a hobby for you.
And you know, I read constantly. That's my biggest hobby.
No one's buying that.
Russian social media set up a site for pets. A popular Russian social media site is launching a platform where pets, or perhaps their owners, can let the world know what's going on in their lives.
Here, people just do that on Facebook.
Yeah, they do.
My daughter's done that.
Made a Facebook site for
her dog or whatever. Yeah.
Classmates says that its site is the first of its type in the world, and although the software is still in development, users can already register their pets.
Yeah, actually, this is a really good idea. I think it's stupid, but
somebody's going to make a lot of money.
Oh, it's a good idea. Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised somebody hadn't done that here.
You see the ads like for milk bones?
Well, yeah, there's just crazy amount of some pet
I know
owners.
What you're going to do when you get home tonight?
Some pet owners are crazy.
I agree.
And they would do this.
Yes.
This is actually brilliant, I think.
The online animal hangout is called Druzhokay, combining little friend in Russian with okay. So it'd be like, little friend, okay?
That sounds like something they slurred out when they were drinking the vodka.
I'm sure it was.
Druzhokay.
That's a website.
What do you want to call this website? Druzhokay.
Druzhokay it is.
Druzhokay.
The little friends in question will need to be registered by name, breed, gender, and age so that other owners can find them soulmates.
Wait a minute.
It's a dating site?
So wait.
It's a pet dating site.
It can only be small animals? It's little friends. What if it's a
horse.
Mastiff or something? Yeah, what's like a greyhound or a St. Bernard?
They'll
be too big to fit in that tiny little picture window.
Pet suppliers can hone their own online sales campaigns. Indeed,
he was actually yelling at his wife or something because she kept yelling. He was like, "Her name's Druz." Yeah. Druzhokay.
What do you want to name the website?
Druzhokay.
The site looks far more like Facebook than any other interface and allows users to
add.
It allows users to add friends and like and comment on their photos. That does sound familiar.
That does sound very familiar.
Pet owners also have to register their own details and link to their classmates' accounts. Media reaction has largely reflected genuine interest in the project, despite online cynicism about the marketing aspect. Some social media users have also drawn parallels with the activity of the Russian government's pet trolls on the internet.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either. Although others have suggested positive uses for the site, such as tracking lost pets.
I'll say it again. I think it's brilliant.
I think it's a great idea, too.
I think that here in America, someone could capitalize on that big time.
Yeah, I think so, too. Okay. Hey, Craig.
Hey, Aaron.
We've got a top 10 list.
Okay. Here. Yeah, I know. It's actually in my hand.
Yeah, so here we go. All right, you take it. You take the top 10 list.
Top 10 most popular sitcoms of all time.
This ought to be good. I love TV.
And honestly, these may be real numbers, but I don't agree with this list.
And well, I've never agreed with any list we have, but this is by the website called themost10.com.
Okay.
And there's lots of lists on there.
We're gonna break it down.
Let's break it down. I'll tell you that I disagree with this list too, and maybe we can discuss what we think should be on there.
Well, I can tell you what's missing.
We'll
on
do
here.
That. Yeah.
Number 10.
Yeah.
Two and a Half Men.
Never seen it.
It's the same adult-oriented jokes over and over again. Yes, it can be funny, but it's the same jokes. It's not clever by any means. Especially if you go down and look through history of some of the best shows, it doesn't even hold a candle.
All I know is that Charlie Sheen was on it at one time, but I've never seen an episode.
Number 9 is very good.
Is it?
The Big Bang Theory.
I've never seen an episode of that either.
It if you got an inner nerd, it's a good show.
I have no nerd in me.
And I'm not going to say, okay, let's put them up against the shows in the past 50 years. I mean, I'm just, but it is a good show. It's very well done.
I do not like laugh tracks. Something about a laugh
because,
track.
Because nobody laughs at you and you don't have a laugh track. You don't have a laugh track.
I just don't watch any show with a laugh track. I haven't.
Okay, well, I just ignore the laugh track, but the show is actually... is actually funny.
Okay, number 8.
And laugh track, sometimes they're recorded in front of a studio audience, which is actually it's not a laugh track. It's the audience.
Though. I don't care. Because, you know, they still have a sign that says laugh.
Okay, you know what?
Applause.
How about you just don't watch those shows?
I don't.
Oh, right.
I've never seen an episode
number
of The Big
eight,
Bang.
Number 8, and I don't know why this is so far down the list, because this is such a great show.
Should be closer.
MASH.
MASH was fantastic.
MASH, everything about MASH.
And, you know, I watch it today, and I realize all of the political stuff that they fit into it, you know,
and how serious it was.
Yeah,
too.
It was very serious.
It was almost almost a comedy out of tragedy.
Yeah, like Shakespeare.
Like they had to. It was like these guys had to. The comedy came from trying to ignore what was all around them.
Yeah.
Wow, we got really deep.
Yeah. Well, it was a deep show.
Do you remember what MASH stood for?
Medical. I don't.
Medical Army Surgical Hospital. No, Mobile Army.
That's
Surgical.
It. Mobile. Yeah.
Yeah. Mobile Army Surgical Hospital.
Yep.
Number 7, I don't think it belongs in this list. I'm not saying it's not a funny show. Just don't think it's a, How I Met Your Mother.
Never seen an episode.
Number 6, which the ones I've seen have been funny. I still don't know if they need to be in the top 10.
I have seen every episode of number 6. That's one of my favorites.
Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah.
But I think if you put it up against a lot of other shows, I think, just to be fair, there are a lot of really good shows. And I can name a few.
And we will after this list. But I'll say this. Everybody Loves Raymond was so funny to me that I put up with a laugh track. Even if it was a lot.
So you're basically your own contradiction.
Yeah.
Number 5, it was funny.
Yes, it was.
But I don't think it'd be the top 10 of all time, That 70s Show.
I thought, now I haven't seen many of those, but the ones I've seen have been very funny. It kind of has a little Freaks and Geeks feel to it to me.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny. I love his dad on that. It's hysterical. Now, number 4, I'm going to give a pass because it's the only animated one on the list, and it is funny. It's The Simpsons.
Yeah. Now, that I've seen quite a few of, and... I do find it very humorous.
Yeah, and now we're getting a little better here. Now, number 3.
Yeah.
Cheers.
The thing I remember.
That's a really well-written show.
Cheers was very popular in my teenage years when I was not home much. Mm-hmm. You know, but I do remember that my dad loved it.
I didn't see it until much later. I got to where I've watched some of it, but it's funny.
Yeah.
It's really well. And I'm not even a sports fan. That really has a lot of sports in it.
Does it really?
Well, I mean,
it's not a sports bar.
Sam is a what, ex-pitcher or something?
I think so.
There's a lot of some sports talk in this. That's not a lot, I guess. I don't know. No. To me, it just kind of.
And I think these last two are reversed. I think
they're reversed too. Yeah. Number 2, Seinfeld. I'm sorry, Seinfeld's one of the.
That should be in
this list.
I think that should be number 1.
In this list,
yeah,
maybe.
That's another show that was so funny I put up with a lot.
And the only reason that I would forgive something like MASH, because MASH to me is pretty sacred. I love that show.
It's a great show.
But it's not. It is dramedy. It's kind of a mix of both.
Yeah.
And the number 1, Friends. Now, Friends is a funny show.
That's another one I've never seen an episode of.
It's funny, but again, it can be repetitive, the same humor, but it is really funny.
Okay.
To be fair. I mean, but I think a show's like, and I know we're middle-aged dudes, right?
Yeah.
But I think a show's like The Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Yep.
You don't think about that as being as funny as it is, but go back and watch, yeah. especially the clown funeral. You remember that one?
Yes, I do. Yep.
That's one of the funniest scenes ever on TV.
Ted Knight was amazing on that show. WKRP in Cincinnati.
WKRP was funny. But, I mean, like really, really classic funny shows. I mean, I think to this day, I don't know what kind of a drug trip they were on, but Green Acres is one of the funniest shows
I've
ever seen.
Yeah, we've discussed that before.
Yes, it's so well written because it's written. Green Acres is written. If you've never seen it, if you're listening, look up Green Acres. It's written almost like a weird dream you would have.
I got to check it out. I do remember it being on when I was a child. My sister liked it a lot, but I don't remember sitting down and watching it.
It's like they would climb the top of a phone pole to make a phone call because the phone was up there. So it's like weird stuff. Like,
when I look back at the sitcoms I watched as a child, mm-hmm. and as a kid, there's only two that remain funny to me today. In other words, there's only two that I can watch today and laugh at. For example, I remember loving Happy Days.
Yeah.
But when I watch them now, there's nothing funny in them to me at all. Right. They're just silly. The two shows that stood the test of time for me are The Munsters.
I love The Munsters.
It's still funny. And it's been so long since I've seen them. When I do catch an episode, it's like new to me. And the other one that has me rolling is The Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah, that's good too.
It's still, I mean, the humor lasted this long, and it's the same thing.
Even though it is a lot of comedy, it's not always just slap your knee. Where's Andy Griffith on this?
Yeah, that was always, that one's still funny to this day.
To this day.
Yeah.
I mean, you just put Barney on the screen for a few minutes.
I don't like Barney. I don't like Purple Dinosaurs, but.
But you like the deputy.
Deputy Barney Fife, yes.
That's a purple dinosaur.
Yes.
Yeah. Now I'm thinking of Andy and a purple dinosaur.
So I say we take off 2.5 Men, Big Bang, How I Met Your Mother, and we replace them with Beverly Hillbillies, The Munsters, and Green Acres.
I think that there's really room in that. I'm telling you, go back and watch The Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Oh, and we'll replace the 70s show.
And then there's Newhart. There's
show.
Newhart.
Newhart was fantastic.
The original and Bob Newhart Show, and then the Newhart, and then just Newhart. Both of those.
Do you remember the Bill Cosby show? Not where he was Dr. Huxtable, but they came out. Bill Cosby came out with a sitcom after.
I don't think we're allowed to talk about Bill Cosby.
Let's forget all the new stuff right now.
Okay.
But there was a sitcom he came out with. I think it was called The Bill Cosby Show.
I don't remember it.
Okay, you know, Dr. Huxtable was a wealthy family.
Right.
The Bill Cosby Show was exactly the opposite. They were poor. And it was him and his wife that was his wife on The Bill Cosby Show, too. It was both
Felicia
of them.
Rashad.
Yeah, she was his wife on the other episode. On
I remember
the other
that
one.
At all.
But, man, it was funny. It was really funny.
You really painted a beautiful picture.
And I can't find it anywhere. I mean, it lasted 3 or 4 seasons, and then it's.
And I know we're forgetting a lot of really good shows too.
We really are.
But that list is kind of, these.
Hey, let's do this. If you're listening and you have a favorite sitcom from either your childhood or one that didn't make this list, let us know.
Post it on Facebook.
Post it on Facebook, and we will discuss it. I think it's a good idea.
That's a good idea because there are a lot of really good shows.
Maybe we'll take them all and draw a name out and give a T-shirt or something. You're looking at me like I didn't get authorized to do that.
No, I'm just kind of wondering where you keep pulling all these T-shirts out of.
And those of you that won T-shirts on our contest, that would be...
suckers!
Keith and Carrie, your shirts will be here this week. Got confirmation. Yeah, they'll be here sometime this week. Got confirmation. So you guys be expecting them. And that's all we've got.
Actually had to go kind of low budget with them. They're actually in one color. And they're actually...
white.
They're actually scrolled on with a Sharpie.
And we kind of messed up a little bit.
Yes.
That's not true. They're good quality.
Try to get Aaron not to autograph one.
Okay, that about wraps it up. We've had some good stories tonight, and it's been fun. And we hope you're having a great weekend if you're listening on the weekend. And if not, just having a great day.
And remember, as always, go out there and review us.
Please.
And
like us.
Ratings. Like us.
All that good
stuff.
Just
like us. Somebody like us, please.
They like me.
They really like me.
So until our next episode, I hope you take care of yourself and enjoy life.
That was so sincere.
Yeah, it was. It
really was. Hey, everybody, have a good night. Day. Whatever you want. Have a good whatever.
Cookie fry.
It's two middle-aged dudes and a microphone.